Steve, thanks for being interviewed today. Wanted to talk about the GVI product line. If you would, and for our readers and listeners in cyberspace, share with us an overview of GVI's current product lineup.
Okay. Well, Jeffrey, the business is really divided into three segments. The core business is what we call our professional business, which is primarily the distribution of Samsung video products through to large distributors and to industry dealers and integrators. And, you know, that business, as I mentioned, is focused on Samsung, but there are other GVI-branded products that we provide also at different levels of the scale in the market. So that's the majority of the business. The second piece of the business is our Enterprise Solutions Group, which the core of which is in the Washington, D.C. area, focusing on Homeland Security government customers. And their mission, although it's a fairly new company, a new division, is to develop a more of an end-to-end total solution offering to the channel with the help and helping the channel create demand at the end user level. So, for instance, some of our premier installations there are the Drug Enforcement Agency, the DEA headquarters in Washington, where we've provided one of our products called the Rapport Rapid Entry Turnstile, which is a turnstile-type device. It's actually a door. It's a passive door used for locations that need very fast throughput of people going through a portal where when they are supposed to be denied access, the door actually closes rather than a typical turnstile, which is closed and opens up on a valid access. So that's one of the core products that we have for the Enterprise Solutions Group. And then the third area that GVI has been focusing on is what we refer to as the retail segment, which has been providing Samsung products to retail stores, for instance, like Sam's Club. And that operation we've actually will be discontinuing this year and focusing primarily on our core business and our enterprise solution group.
We're obviously right around the corner from ISC West and all the excitement that that brings in terms of dealers and integrators looking at the new products that they can sell and install out there. What's happening in the GVI Samsung product line and what will be showcased at this upcoming show?
All right, well, we have our new camera line, and we have new DVRs that have been released from Samsung that we'll be highlighting. And, you know, we'll have all of those in our booth. The 32X Zoom Smart Dome camera is one. Our high-resolution monitors. Our new DVRs that are coming from Samsung, the SHR line, the 2042P and the 2040P, those will all be highlighted in, including the high-resolution camera with day-night function. So those are a couple of the key Samsung offerings that we'll have at ISC. You know, in addition, we'll be showing our GVI track, which is our video threat detection technology, as well as our Serenity One product line, which is our security management platform that is focused around video but includes data and audio and is really used not only as a security application but also as a productivity solution for several vertical markets, in particularly in the retail space.
Sounds like a very expanded product line. One of the things that we've seen amongst a lot of manufacturers in the industry has been the idea that all of their products can integrate within these product lines. How is that happening also at GVI Samsung?
Well, if you you know, we also have you know, have an access control system, GVI Access Control, And, you know, typically the access control offering is kind of the center of the integration of, you know, video and other applications. So as you see our technology roadmap roll out, you'll see more and more integration between our video products, our access products, our rapid turnstile rapport door, and other technologies as we evolve. And just having gotten to GVI in the last 4 weeks here, this is actually my fourth week as the CEO, the team is working on a technology roadmap that focuses on really strengthening our core product lines, which are the video offerings, and then adding to that the other offerings that some we already have, such as the access control, the GVI track, and the Serenity lines, and looking at what other applications we can bring in to be able to deliver a total solution to our customers.
Now, you bring a very extensive background from the industry with years at Security Technologies Group, an integrator that was later acquired by Siemens, and then working in Siemens in, integration world. Being a former integrator yourself, what do you feel are some of the insights that those experiences can affect GVI? How can they shape the company?
Well, you know, it's really a good question, Jeffrey. I mean, it's key that when we develop technology, that we put ourselves in the shoes of the integrator, which at the end of the day is really our key customer. We sell to integrators, we sell to distributors, but at the end of the day, those are the folks that have to, you know, sell, install, and maintain these products. So what we really are going to be focusing on is the simplicity of the sales teams being able to describe a solution to a end user. So providing materials to our channel that allows their sales teams to be able to easily explain and show our products. Making the products easy or as easy to install as we possibly can for those integrators. That was obviously one of the struggles that the integrators have today. In addition to having to come up to speed on all of the new IT technology and networking technology, they find themselves often having to struggle with products that are difficult to install and therefore burn some of their labor, and then reduce the profitability in their jobs. So we'll focus on making products easy to install, and the same thing goes for service and easy to service. You know, highly reliable products are key. And then at the end, the software systems have to be easy to use for the end user customer. They have to be intuitive. They have to be user friendly, and you know, they have to just be simple. So I guess, you know, to sum up, you know, my view as a former integrator, and what I would ask the manufacturing community, development community to say is, you know, keep it simple, because at the end of the day, that's what helps them be more effective for their end user customers.
Steve, you mentioned today's integrators needing to come up to speed with the new IT technologies that are rapidly infiltrating and in some cases perhaps overwhelming our industry. Do you feel that there's an education gap sometimes between what manufacturers are being able to develop almost at the speed of light and the education level of the installation and sales staff of a lot of today's dealers and integrators? And if so, how do we get beyond that?
Yeah, I think there is a gap, although I have to tell you it's closing. But as technology continues to evolve, it'll be the race that will kind of never reach the finish line on from the integration community. And it's the same in the IT space. It's just a commitment to having to, you know, continue to develop your people, train your people, invest in their training for this evolving technology. And I think it's really a combination of several things. I think, you know, we offer training to our integrators to help them. I know there's training available from the general environment. You know, from the general, you can go out and get your people trained, Microsoft certified, various different kinds of certifications and trainings that are available in the open market. And then I think there needs to be the continuing commitment from the channel to just keep their people up to speed on, you know, the core applications that they're out there providing to end users. And, you know, that's an incremental piece to having to understand the underlying technology, which we have been challenged as we get to be more network-centric, more IT-centric, to keep up with. But as I said earlier, I think the gap is closing. I speak to many dealers and integrators now who have, you know, several people on their staff who are Microsoft Network certified and have other certifications. And I think that the channel in general is getting it, that in order to really compete today and provide the solutions that end-user customers want, they've got to have the staff to understand that technology and be able to support it.
Moving from the integrator side and perspective over to the end-users for a minute here, when it was announced that you were joining GVI from General Electric, one of the things that impressed me was that you said that, you know, today's newer technologies need to not only improve security, but we have to look at ROI and help our clients reduce operating expenses. Obviously, this is a huge deal for our, you know, our end-user readers out there. How are today's newest technologies doing that, improving security and changing ROI?
Well, I'll give you one example. You know, with our Serenity One product line, where we remotely monitor and report on in the retail sector, for instance. Today through that product, we are not only providing security to customers by watching their surveilling their stores for theft and cash register misappropriation of funds in the cash register, no rings and things like that, which is fairly typical. But those customers are also using them for defining how well their point of purchase stands are reacting to customers. They're using it actually as productivity solutions, whereby they're able to monitor the length of lines at cash registers. Able to monitor the appearance of their employees, even in some cases by using some of the pan and tilt and zoom features of the system remotely, are able to see how stocked the shelves are. So that's just one example of where you're taking video technology and not only just using it for security and providing a secure environment through that surveillance, but you're also using it to actually make the management of in this case a retail chain more productive. And that's where you get the return on investment by able to track all of that information and do it remotely rather than having to have people physically go there all the time.
Will digital video be the sort of the stronghold of helping achieve ROI, do you believe, or will be perhaps more from the access control side?
I think the video really is going to play the lead part at this point. I think that access obviously does and has, and if you look at how the industry evolved. I mean, access was one of the first applications to provide a return on investment, primarily by reducing manpower, by eliminating guards. So, we all grew up in the industry on the access control side, selling the ROI of, a guard post costs you, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week guard post costs you, at the time, $130,000 a year. You can put this access control system in and we can, eliminate those posts with a card reader. That evolved to eliminating that post with a card reader and now a camera. So I think that now, kind of expands itself into some of the productivity solutions beyond just security, actually reducing costs in the operations of the store in addition to providing security.
Obviously, we get back to, you know, selling access control versus guard posts. We can walk a long way back through the industry, and then, indeed, you have, I believe, 23 years in the industry yourself, correct?
That's correct.
Going back those 23 years, what do you feel have been has been the most significant change that our industry has felt or is feeling today?
Well, you know, boy, there's so many things that have happened, but, you know, I probably could highlight just one or two. I think, you know, when I look back to starting in the industry, you know, in the middle 80s, you know, in 1983, you know, when you made a sales call on a security opportunity, you know, you typically walked, you know, five floors down into the basement of a hospital or some other business and spoke to a security director who was typically ex-law enforcement, who had very little knowledge, if any, of technology. And, you know, that's who you dealt with for many years. And I think one of the major changes as I look back is today security is a boardroom issue for most organizations. Today we walk in and see the chief technology officer, the chief information officer, the chief financial officer, obviously are all key to the decision. They're involved in designing not only the security strategy of an organization, but also selecting the technology that's used to implement that strategy. So I think that's one of the biggest changes is that, you know, the application has, the industry has grown from a kind of a cost center that had to be dealt with, you know, typically an afterthought three levels down in the organization at least to a major part of most businesses' operations. And in fact, key to their strategy of moving forward. I mean, who, you know, even if you just look at the banking segment and how important security is, not just for the normal reasons of bank robberies, but now with all of the identity theft and all of the other information technology protection that's needed. I think that's been, you know, one of the major, you know, a huge change. The second one I'll just highlight that also comes to mind is that, you know, who would have ever thought in the 1980s that we would have the types of companies, the global companies involved in the security industry in such a big way as we do today, and starting with General Electric, you know, working your way, you know, through, you know, Honeywell, Ingersoll Rand, Tyco, Stanley Tools, I mean, you know, the list, United Technologies, these are the who's who of global businesses today that have a major focus on security businesses. So I think that would be the other big thing that changed for me from starting out, you know, in the 80s to, you know, today being in, you know, 2006.
Steve, thanks for sharing your thoughts on the industry this evening. And we'll look forward to taking a look at GVI Samsung's line at ISC West.
Great. We look forward to seeing you there. Thanks, Jeffrey.
Great. Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, Steve.